Wednesday the 13th. Woo, baby. 0 and frickin' 6 yesterday. Pin the tail on the donkey. You know, the odds of flipping a coin all heads or all tails 6 times in a row is 64-1. And playing an advantage game where you have a proven advantage over the house, if you lose 45% of your bets, the odds of losing all 6 in one day are 120-1, which still means it's going to happen every 3 months or 4 times a year. As of course, if you play exactly 6 games every single day of the year, then that's what would happen. But it is what it is. So, you know, hopefully everyone's practicing money management. It feels like excrement to have a 0 and 6 day, but it's a 4% day because the 4 baseballs were half units each and the 2 hockey were full units. So 2 plus 2 is 4. Yeah, I can still do a little bit of math. 4 units plus a little juice. That's better than having a 1 and 3 day if they're all 2 units. And I've had those before. So it's not the end of the world. Just it, when you go 0 and 6, you question if maybe looking at the paint color of cars or the license plates on cars with some sort of formula and just extrapolating from there somehow is a better system. But it is what it is. So today, hockey. There's no baseball. There is preseason NBA, and I don't have any plays on that. Preseason hockey had a couple winners earlier than yesterday, but you know, that was only because you can sometimes get information on the starting lineups and make it a slam dunk. So, the very, very early look at baseball is Dodgers and Giants. That's tomorrow. They're both at minus 105, plus or minus your book's variations. And it's Urias against Webb. Dodgers on the road. You know, I'm going to have to really grind on this one, and I may not even have a play. This might be what I've said before, is it's just for the fans. But I do have an early lean on the Dodgers. Call me crazy. Call it square. And when I say square, it's because the Dodgers are considered to be the preseason favorite. The Giants have been overlooked all year. Somehow, even though they have the best record in baseball, they frequently come up as an underdog. It doesn't make sense, but they do what they do. So there's going to be smart money going on San Francisco. There's going to be square money going on the Dodgers, but it's also going to be the same the other way around as well, that you don't look at the obvious and you look at what's actually going to happen. And call me crazy, but I give Urias an edge over Webb. And the numbers don't show that in the last month, though. So it's going to be a tough one, but let's not get into that today. It's irrelevant for today. The bets for today are some hockey picks, and they're pretty good ones. Got Winnipeg on the road, and they're a slight favorite. They're at, it's minus 141, visiting Anaheim. Now, obviously, the favorites weren't exactly what we wanted yesterday. Tampa Bay to win by 2. They didn't even win. There's 5 goals scored in the last couple minutes by both teams as they just went into a shootout. Anaheim's not a good team. Winnipeg is. I have a hard time believing that we're overvaluing Winnipeg in this one. The numbers, again, there's no games yet this season, so we're looking at last year a little bit. So maybe I shouldn't have gone a unit each yesterday. So I'll go half unit each on these hockey plays today. But it's a clear play on Winnipeg based on who's playing this game and expected results extrapolated from last year, plus and minus any additions and subtractions. It's a clear play in Winnipeg, and that's just there's no question about that. The next play is Chicago Blackhawks at Colorado. Now, this is another example possibly where favorites are being overvalued early in the season. Chicago deserved to be better than a plus 160 to 165, actually, 165 underdog, and I took Chicago. So hopefully the underdog action is still valid. I mean, again, it's the second day of the season, first day for all these teams. But I feel strong about those two picks. Now, here's some fun stuff, if you will. Some prop bets. Now, the last game of the day is Vancouver and Edmonton. The thing about those two teams is they're going to score a lot today. They're going to score a lot all season. The game total is 6.5, which is the highest you'll see a hockey game. The odds makers are expecting this to be high scoring. Well, what happens with a high scoring game? Well, individual players are getting points. whether that be a fantasy point, or in this case, fantasy points equal betting points if you're betting on how many shots they'll take, how many shots they'll make, assists, goals, etc. So, two things. First, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl are generally accepted as the top two fantasy point getters in all of hockey. That doesn't necessarily mean much for who's going to win a game, but we're just picking these two picks that I'll get into are about how they will individually do. Now, just to be clear, I'm not into hockey fantasy. I don't have time for that stuff. I'm not going to say nonsense because I'm sure it's a lot of fun. I don't have time for it, but the statisticians that are involved with that are pretty freaking good sometimes, and they know what they're talking about is what I'm saying. Now, it's not just fantasy players. These guys are generally considered to be in the top five for sure of all hockey players. And I'm not talking about fantasy. I'm talking about real hockey. McDavid is generally considered number one, Hart Trophy winner, etc. type kind of guy. Draisaitl is, on average, considered the second best player, although some people have him down a little bit. There's some old names out there still. They've been playing around for a long time to get the kind of like in football or the All-Star, the All-Pro team is people that maybe aren't that good anymore, but they've won it six times in a row, so you just vote them in anyway. Draisaitl and McDavid are young, and they're studs. It's just that simple. And these are two guys to watch all year long for fantasy points. So we have some examples today. And I should mention, too, because hockey season just started, almost all books have boosts available to boost the odds on your bets. So these are examples of a good one to do. Connor McDavid over 1.5 points. That's a pretty damn solid play, regardless of whether you boost it or not. If you boost it, it just becomes that much more of a profitable play. McDavid averages 1.5 points a game for an entire season. That's his average. But that includes playing teams like Boston and New York Islanders, who defense is their forte. He's playing Vancouver. Between Edmonton and Vancouver, those are the two teams that give up the most points. So if you're getting him on his average on a game that's expected to be high scoring, that sounds pretty solid to me. It's juiced at minus 130, still worth it. Take your boost and get underdog odds on it. Definitely worth it. Leon Draisaitl over 3.5 shots on goal. Doesn't have to make him. Again, as we know, shots on goal, just as an official qualified shot. 4 or more, over 3.5. Draisaitl gets a few more shots on goal than McDavid. Not much, but he's a slight edge on that. McDavid is more of a facilitator. Things run through him, so he's going to have more of an assist, and he's got an easy job passing it off to Draisaitl, who scores a lot of goals. Draisaitl certainly gets his assists. McDavid certainly gets his goals, but if you were to pick these two players all year long, you're looking at McDavid more for his assists and Draisaitl more for his goals. McDavid is kind of that Wayne Gretzky style from 30, 40 years ago, where it's running through him, he's calling the shots, and he's getting a ton of assists, but he certainly gets his goals as well. Draisaitl, again, just a junior version of that. I'm not saying he's junior to them. He's more of a shooter than a facilitator, and that's partly because of who's on his team, McDavid. So shots on goal with Draisaitl over 3.5. There's also a flyer out there, one of the books. I don't even remember which one. It was a very small bet. You can only get $50 on it, I believe, is what they're limiting people with. But it was McDavid to score one goal and Edmonton to win it, like plus 180. So if you have that or something similar to that, all books have something a little different. I don't recall a ton of McDavid specific boosts. Then that was like plus 180, and that's a solid play. It's not gimme money, but it's pretty damn good chance of coming in. So those are today's picks: Winnipeg and Chicago Blackhawks, McDavid over 1.5 points, Leon Draisaitl over 3.5 shots on goal. Good luck with these. I'm not saying it's going 4-0. Pretty sure it's not going 0-4. And I'll be back tomorrow with baseball.